Welcome to Global Market Movers, your weekly deep dive into stories shaping international finance and investment. I'm your host, Ayati Rudrabhatla, and today we're exploring a legacy that's not just redefining global business, but reshaping the economic destiny of an entire nation. So sit down and listen, because this is one you won't want to miss. On October 9th, 2024, Ratan Tata, the ex-chairman and visionary behind the Tata Group's global transformation, passed away at the age of 86. His leadership signified a profound shift, not only in India's business landscape, but also as a global player. Although he retired from active leadership on December 28, 2012, his visionary influence has allowed the Tata Group to expand across numerous sectors and establish a significant global presence. Throughout his career, Ratan Tata achieved remarkable milestones that not only propelled the Tata Group to new heights, but also fostered a more competitive market environment in India and worldwide. This legacy offers valuable insights for investors, providing a framework for understanding future trends and making him one of the best global market movers. So let's set the scene. It's 1991, India's economy is just opening up, and the Tata Group, a respected Indian conglomerate with a focus on ethics and employment, but primarily focused on the domestic market, has a new chairman, Ratan Tata. We can fast forward to today, and we're looking at a completely different beast. Under Ratan Tata's leadership, the group's international revenue skyrocketed from a modest 20% to a jaw-dropping 68% of its £67 billion total. But here's the kicker. This wasn't just corporate success. It was an economic transformation on a national scale. So let's look at the global domination and economic catalysts that Ratan Tata spearheaded. Number one, we can look at strategic acquisitions. Tata didn't just enter new markets, they conquered them. The £271 million Tetley acquisition in 2000 was just the appetizer. And the main course? A $2.3 billion Jaguar Land Rover deal in 2008 and a $12 billion Chorus Group purchase in 2007. These weren't just corporate moves. They were a reversal of the traditional FDI flow. Suddenly, India wasn't just receiving foreign investment. It was a source of global capital. This shift had profound implications for India's balance of payments, strengthening the rupee and boosting India's global economic clout. We can also look at it as an innovation catalyst, with the launch of Tata Indica in 1998. Didn't just enter the automotive market, it revolutionised it. This move spurred a wave of innovation across India. It wasn't just about one car, it was about proving that India could compete on a global stage in high-tech manufacturing. And the result? Increased R&D spending across sectors to boost India's engineering talent pool and a shift in global perception of Indian manufacturing capabilities. Thirdly, we can look at the tech dominance with Tata Consulting Services, which didn't just join the IT services race, it led the pack. With TCS's growth wasn't just for good for Tata's bottom line, it was a key driver in India's emergence as a global IT powerhouse. We're talking about billions in forex earnings, a brain gain as opposed to a brain drain, and the positioning of India as a knowledge economy on the world stage. We can then look at them entering the luxury market. The Taj Hotel brand expansion wasn't just about more rooms, it was about global prestige. And this move did more than just boost tourism revenues. It positioned India as a luxury destination, attracting high net worth individuals and boosting the entire hospitality ecosystem. And the ripple effects touched everything, from real estate to high-end retail. And this is just the beginning of Ratan Tata's legacy. Let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture. Ratan Tata's strategies didn't just fill Tata's coffers, they reshaped India's entire economic landscape. We can first look at the trade balance revolution. The group's expansion into sectors like IT services and automotive didn't just diversify Tata's portfolio, it significantly boosted India's exports. We're talking about a substantial impact on India's trade balance, reducing the current account deficit and strengthening India's macroeconomic stability. We can then consider the employee multiplier, as this wasn't just about corporate growth, it was about job creation across skill levels. And Tata's expansion created direct employment, sure, but the real magic was in the indirect job creation. Suppliers, distributors and ancillary industries, all they just saw a boom. The result, lower unemployment, increased tax revenues and a rising middle class that became an engine of domestic consumption. We can then look at it as a capital market catalyst. During Tata's tenure, the group grew market group's market cap grew 17-fold. That's not just a company success, it's a stock market revolution. And this growth attracted global investors to Indian markets, improved market depth and liquidity, and set new benchmarks for corporate governance and transparency. As Tata's global footprint expanded, so did the foreign exchange earnings. This wasn't just good for Tata, but it significantly bolstered India's forex reserves and provided a buffer against global economic shocks and improved India's sovereign credit rating. We can then look at it as an innovation ecosystem, as Tata's focus on R&D and innovation had a ripple effect across Indian industries. It wasn't just about Tata's innovation, it was about creating an ecosystem where innovation thrived, and this led to increased patent filings in India, attracting global R&D centres, and positioned India as not just a back office anymore, but as a global innovation hub. Despite Ratan Tata's retiring in 2012, his vision and legacy continued to pave the way for the company's direction and embrace of globalisation, creating a more integrated and developed world economy. And here are five recent highlights that showcase their positions as pioneers. Number one we can take is the aviation renaissance. The reacquisition of Air India in 2022 wasn't just about one airline, it was about revitalising India's entire aviation sector, with implications for tourism, business travel and India's position as a global transit hub. We can then look at the EV revolution. Tata Motors emerged as India's largest electric vehicle maker in more than just a corporate pivot. It's positioning India at the forefront of the global transition to sustainable transport, with implications for energy security, urban planning, and environmental policy. Then let's look at the battery innovation, with plans for a £4 billion electric car battery factory in the UK. This isn't just about Tata anymore, this is about India becoming a key player in the global clean energy supply chain. Now let's take a look at the digital economy push. The launch of Tata Click and development of the Tata Super App are microcosms of India's digital transformation, driving financial inclusion, e-commerce growth, and the revolution of India's startup ecosystem. Now finally, let's look at the announcement of India's first indigenous semiconductor facility. It's a game changer. It's about reducing import dependence, bolstering national security, and positioning India as a critical node in global tech supply chains. But why does this matter to us as investors? So let's take a look at Tata's impact in the global economy. First, we can look at the diversification of Tata. As Tata Group isn't just a company, it's a mini economy. From automotive and steel to IT and hospitality, it's diversification in a single stock. For investors, it's a way to gain exposure to multiple sectors and geographies through one investment. And with 68% international revenue, investing in Tata isn't just betting on India. It's gaining exposure to global markets while retaining the high growth potential of an emerging market powerhouse. From electric vehicles to semiconductors, Tata is a bellwether for future growth areas. For investors, it has like having a crystal ball in emerging technologies and market trends. And with a market cap of approximately $357 billion as of 2024, Tata isn't just a player, it's a market mover. This performance can influence entire indices, making it a key holding for anyone interested in emerging market exposure. And finally, we can look at it as an economic multiplier, given Tata's size and diversity. Its performance is often a leading indicator of India's broader economic health. For global investors, it's a way to gain insights in emerging market dynamics and potential. So as we look ahead, we can reflect on what Ratan Tata once said. I don't believe in taking right decisions. I take decisions and then make them right. This bold approach didn't just transform a company, it reshaped an entire nation's trajectory. As we look to the future, the Tata Group's continued success post Ratan Tata's retirement proves the enduring strength of his vision. For us investors, this legacy offers more than just inspiration. It's a blueprint for identifying companies with potential to drive not just corporate success, but national economic transformation. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to think beyond just the Tata Group. Ask yourself, which companies today are showing their vision, ethics and global ambition that can make them the economic catalyst of tomorrow? Which emerging markets and giants are poised to reshape not just industries, but entire national economies? Remember, in the world of global investing, sometimes the biggest returns come not just from betting on a company, but from betting on a country's economic evolution. And sometimes, as the Tata story shows us, the right company can be the driving force behind that evolution. And this is Ayati Rudra-Butler signing off from Global Market Movers. And until next week, keep your portfolios diverse, your perspectives global, and your eyes open for the next economic game changer.